I'm David Ginder from Classical WETA.
And I'm Classical WETA's Marilyn Cooley.
And this is a Baltimore Symphony Orchestra introduction to Absolute Jest by John Adams. Adams writes that jest is used in the Latin meaning, gesta, meaning doings or deeds. He is not thinking of jest as in poking fun, especially at somebody else's expense, but rather he's talking about being witty or inventive.
And I think you'll find he's very much those things. The piece is sort of a concerto for string quartet and orchestra. This is a really rare combination. I guess chamber ensemble and orchestra, Beethoven did it in his triple concerto with piano trio, but other than that, it's really quite rare.
Yeah, I cannot think of another concerto that we pay attention to anymore that is written for string quartet and orchestra.
This was composed in 2010 for the San Francisco Symphony and Michael Tilson Thomas, their music director, and this for the orchestra's centennial. It was premiered in 2012 by the San Francisco Symphony, performing with the St. Lawrence String Quartet. Now, typically for this piece, the quartet sits within the orchestra instead of right out front, right around the conductor's podium, sort of the innermost circle, so to speak.
Yes, they're right at the front of each of the sections. They're not actually part of each section, but it's very, even though they are soloists, it's very, very critical that they be able to see the conductor, so that's why they are seated there. Absolute Jest quotes lots of material from Beethoven. From the late Beethoven string quartets, as well as from symphonies, Beethoven symphonies, and the Hammerklavier and Waldstein piano sonatas. Now, you don't really need to know these pieces to recognize that they're being quoted, because most of the quotes are from scherzo movements, so they are these little short, energetic motives that are easily recognized as being Beethoven, even if you're not sure exactly what the piece is. Plus, there are many quotes that are very recognizable, for example, from the scherzo of the Ninth Symphony.
Oh, and you'll have no trouble recognizing that.
Absolutely not.
The composer wrote that these quotes are kind of like cameo appearances on stage, but they're really more than just quotes because they also provide the raw material for the rest of the piece. Really rather like Beethoven himself did in his own music, building a piece based on very small motives. A great example of that being the opening four-note motive of the Fifth Symphony.
Yeah, that's the how the piece opens. It's thematic material, but it also shows up throughout the piece as little accompaniment figures and so forth. Adams says the piece, which took him a year to write, was a very intense experience for him in thematic transformation. That is what this piece is all about.
And that's kind of Beethoven-like, too, in itself.
Of course, yes.
The piece is sort of dreamlike because the quotes are amidst an atmosphere of soft strings and interesting percussion, including cowbells, and the harp and piano are tuned in a way that's not the usual way, so that sounds a little strange too.
The piece calls for a very large orchestra, which Adams typically writes for. Not that he's writing for everybody all at the same time, but he has all these options available to him. And Marilyn, you mentioned in the percussion section cowbells. I love the sound of cowbells because it's such a it's such an imperfect sound, I guess. You know, it's not a pure bell-like tone. It has all this complexity to it. You know, the cowbells are pitched. There's low pitches and high pitches and so forth, but they're a very complicated sound, and it's part of the orchestral texture here. It actually occurs very near the beginning of the piece, and I think it's a wonderful complement to the orchestra.
And a perfect way to have that extra sort of tonal sound within the whole orchestra with something like that. The idea for the piece came from Adams hearing Stravinsky's Pulcinella, played by the San Francisco Symphony under Michael Tilson Thomas, which itself is similarly based on earlier material by another composer, in this case, Pergolesi.
I'm David Ginder from Classical WETA.
And I'm Classical WETA's Marilyn Cooley.
And this is a Baltimore Symphony Orchestra introduction to Absolute Jest by John Adams.